Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are actually in Tampa today, broadcasting live from I4 GovCon event here, and I have the Teaminator, as I've been told, one of the founding members of this actual event, who has also been a guest a couple times on Pensacola Business Radio. Jenny Clark, good morning.
Well, good morning, Keith.
And I think you have next to you a partner in crime, is that correct?
I got Natty to help me.
Okay, so first of all, I want to congratulate you, because you have a lot of people here this morning. All eager to hear the things that are going to be said.
Well, I told them that Keith Hoffert was going to be here, and they're like standing in line signing up.
That's it, you know? Are you excited? Are you nervous? I think all your hard work's done, isn't it?
Yeah, everything that I could do has been done. And it's really about creating a place for people to get together and talk about some of these topics, because I know that there are leaders in this room, and to be able to put them together and let them figure it out. That's what the Teaminator does.
Yeah, that's it. You set up the task and stand back and watch the magic happen.
That's the hope.
Yeah. Nadia, what brings you here today, other than the Teaminator?
I kind of assist the Teaminator by doing matchmaking efforts.
All right.
So a lot of times I know a lot of people, and if I know someone is needing a particular skill set from someone else, or if I know that someone is in the process of getting ready to get out of the military and is going to be needing a job.
Right.
I do a lot of relationship building and make the introductions and then step back and let the magic happen.
Right. Which, Jenny, we talked about, because we have some of this silo stuff in Pensacola that we've been working through on our end, but you're getting that same thing where some people, they just don't know the other person's there.
That's the funny part about it, is because I meet a lot of people and I try to listen to what they're doing, and somehow I can remember people's names and faces and what they do. I don't know why. But because I'm out there looking for that all the time, I'm always coming back and saying, you know, Nadia needs to know that guy over there that I met in Melbourne. And that was part of the reason why I wanted to have Nadia here, because as we're having people come in, it's like, okay, Nadia's going to know anybody that I don't know and a lot of the others. So she's like the one that could direct traffic and when it needed to happen. And that's really what we're trying to do, is create a way to make it a little easier to connect people and let them move forward. Like you were saying, Nadia, let's just bring them and introduce them and let them take it where we want to go.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the things that's magic. And the thing that I like about this, and I'm really happy that, you know, Jenny asked me to be here, is I was in the DOD world for so long down here. I went into a forced retirement last spring. Well, part of it is like that DOD world still speaks to me. And so these guys are like, oh, are you with so-and-so? And it's like, no, I'm now doing real estate. And then they're like, oh, okay. Well, one of the folks here is a boss that I had from like three companies before. And he looked at me and the eyes just like popped up once he recognized who mm-hmm. I was. And then he's like, oh, we have to talk sometime today. We have to talk.
Yeah, so you guys are making some connections, which is what people need.
Well, and so often in this world, you'll float around and you'll run into somebody you hadn't talked to in 10 years, but you still have that relationship and you remembered, okay, they helped me out on this, so I definitely want to make sure I'm connecting them to this next group of activity. And I think the other thing is, small business owners can't be everywhere at once. And so I'm so thrilled for the people that have decided to take, you know, a good part of their day to be here. That's the real cost of all of this, is for them to give up their day. But we want to make sure that they have an opportunity to spend some time thinking about, it's almost like a little bit of a strategy day for them to think, you know, I could take a different angle on this. Or if I were able to get these three people together, then we could figure out a way to develop business together, is instead of waiting for something to happen. And that's really what I'm looking for, Nadia, don't you think?
Yeah, and one of the things, too, in the audience, looking at the audience, Jenny was able to really get a broad section of the community, not only here in Tampa, but there's a number of folks from the Orlando area, from the Space Coast area. So the fact that these folks felt it important enough to drive the corridor to come to an event like this. There's been a lot of events down here in Tampa that, frankly, they wind up canceling because they don't get an audience participation.
Yeah.
And it speaks a lot to Jenny that she was able to pull this conference together. On the LinkedIn page that she set up, she had over 350 people that joined that community for that event. Our Women in Defense LinkedIn group only has 200 some odd folks. I'm like, Jenny, how'd you do that?
She came out of the gate swinging, I'll tell you that. That's for sure.
How come you're not helping me on my group?
Yeah. Well,
because she can't be everywhere at once. We just discussed this.
Well, and I met Keith because I was up in Pensacola for I-10 Wired, which is a similar concept and event, and it's been running up there every fall at Pensacola Beach, and so there are people on the radio from that, and you know, there's so much going on in different parts of the state, it's almost like there's about seven different areas, and it's like everybody wants to be the number one in this area. It's like, well, why don't we, like,
all be
you do
number
this
one
and
together.
You do that, and we'll come up with a way to work together. So I did invite a number of people from the I-10 Wired community, and I think that there'll be ways that, you know, we can get more people that want to work at Orlando and Eglin and Jacksonville and just a lot of different places at once.
Well, and they're listening in this morning because I sent out a whole bunch of Twitter love and Facebook stuff and all that. So Jim and the I-10 committee's all retweeted and all that. So so hopefully they're listening and they'll get their shout out. So I want to know what your most exciting thing that you want to see today or hear.
I think the most exciting thing that I want to see is how some of these panels and speakers come together, because when I tried to figure out who do we want to have speaking, what do we want to do, it's like, you know, when you had a really good class in college and you take it and you, like, at the end of it all, they have something that, like, put it all together and you're like, oh my God, so that's what it is? That's kind of how I feel about it. But I'm really excited because at lunch we're having Dr. Bill Anton interviewed by Dr. Peter Berardi. And I've known Bill Anton for a while. So when I first came down here, you know, I was introduced to him by my friend Michael Daldez, who doesn't do anything with federal contracting. And Michael said, Jenny, you know, what would be really cool if you could put on a conference and have Bill come speak. Well, that would be great. But he's not really my, you know, he's a clinical psychologist and more of a, you know, he's very lofty analytical thinker. He's like way over my head for most of the things. So I told Bill, I would love to have you speak, but you gotta dummy down.
You
gotta
bring it down to the public, huh?
So it took me 3 years, but I put on a conference to have Bill. He had to write another book so we could put him in front of it. But he's got a book called Ascend, and so he's going to be interviewed by Peter Berardi. He's a former Navy SEAL, and it's funny to hear somebody like Bill Anton say he's going to be intimidated by Peter Berardi. So it's a great one.
We just interviewed him, so he's the one on the other side, really teaching all of them
Absolutely. Some
of the stuff that they used as Navy SEALs or just as CEOs. And and so to be intimidated by it.
Yeah. Well, and these days, really, it's all about mindset. It's about, okay, what are you going to do to convince yourself to crawl out from underneath your desk? Because when I get down, that's what I do. In my head, I can see myself crawled underneath my desk. And
you
just
have
say,
a pillow and a
I'm
blanket
just gonna
down
be,
there, don't
you? Yeah, I'm just going to be down here for about 20 or 30 minutes, and then I'm going to come out swinging. Does that ever happen to you, Nadia?
No, I kind of like go in the bathroom and cry, and then say I'm going to put on my big girl panties and go back out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you remember? That makes me think of that. You remember the Seinfeld episode? Did you ever watch Seinfeld?
Oh, absolutely.
You remember when George had the whole like office and refrigerator and all that under his desk?
That's right.
That's exactly what that made me think of.
Yeah.
So when you get done here, then what?
What I'd like to do as a result of this is keep the I4GovCon community going on LinkedIn, and I4GovCon doesn't mean it's just government contracting. To me, it's across the whole state of Florida, and it really includes, you know, our commitment overall to the military, what they're trying to do, what we're trying to do as Americans to protect our borders, and where it goes forward. The other part about it is, I can see us having an event. I've already got in my mind that we're going to have this event again next year. Not sure where we'll have it.
Oh Lord, she's been suckered in.
Absolutely. But I'd also like to create some online conferences. Because it does take a lot of time for people to spend an entire day. And what I've seen people be successful with is get, like, have a cyber conference where I could have, you know, the guy that I'm working with in Colorado Springs, there's one in Huntsville, there's one up in West Virginia, have somebody down here, but make it a series so you could get 8 experts, but people could sign up for the entire thing and then record it so they could keep going back to it. Because although I love getting together for these events, once a year is about as much as we need to be physically together, but I can't wait to see what it looks like this time next year.
Yeah. Well, and it also takes a lot of time to plan.
Yeah.
And I know because I'm on one of those committees that has to do that.
Right.
So, but I really like the whole digital connection mm-hmm. thing and really breaking down the silos is how I always
right.
title it and just get them all together and let's, it's like put them in a room and see who comes out standing, you know?
That's right. That's right. Well, it's really funny because a good example is University of South Florida has a cyber program that the state of Florida has funded and they want to be the, you know, the center of excellence for that. Well, they're also involved at the University of West Florida. Mm-hmm. And when I was up there finding out all those people, it's like, that's why I'm going back to the I-10 Wired mm-hmm. because I know I'm going to actually get to meet those people this time next year. There's people from FSU, E. Brandery that I met.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know, yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And the whole point really is we've got to find a way to get the word out more effectively and to make it so that people can know when and where they want to be and not have to go to a lot of different things that not having to keep travel across the state
yeah,
to
sure.
go to a lot of different things, but find some way to collaborate that really gives us all a competitive advantage. So
yeah.
keep showing up. Even if it's just online.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And keep it going.
Yeah.
All right. So let's give a shout out to where they can find you or get any more information.
Well, the best place to find me is at my website, solvability.com. I'm out on LinkedIn. We do have a group called i4GovCon Community. So if they'll find me on LinkedIn, it's Jenny W. Clark. And that's probably the easiest way to do me.
Yeah.
So find me by email. I'll follow up with you. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. And then, Nadia, let's give a shout out for your business. I know you're here under a different mask today, but we still want to promote what you do.
I'm a realtor in the Sun City Center, South Tampa, which serves Apollo Beach, Ruskin, Riverview, Brandon area. One of the things, and probably a more claim to fame that I would do, is I'm a veteran advocate, and I help with LinkedIn workshops for transitioning military at MacDill once a month. And the best way to contact me would be through my LinkedIn profile or through Project Transition USA. And then I, again, do matchmaking between the veterans and civilian world, trying to make that bridge of cooperation and collaboration and communication effective.
Very neat. That's one thing we didn't touch on, though. You have a big veteran piece to this today.
We do. We set aside, when I was arranging for this, I said, okay, there's three rooms. I don't know what I'm going to do in the third room. I don't know how, but it seems to me if I could create a place where we could talk about veteran transition issues. And so what we ended up doing is making it so it would be about companies and what they might want to implement as far as veteran hiring practices.
Mm-hmm.
So I invited everybody that had ever told me they were a veterans advocate. There's about 20 of them in that room. And I said, Krista, just get them together. Let's grab a whiteboard and let's kind of talk about what we as a community could do to prioritize and make it a little easier for these veterans to connect to the jobs, because we know they've got the talent, but they've
sure.
been deployed, they've been out, they don't have the same kind of connection, so let's bring them in.
Yeah, and it's funny you've done this at this time. Well, not funny, but it sort of just works in the collaboration thing, is because the Florida Small Business Development Center has just, for the statewide, has launched a huge veterans program. And they were just in the studio a week or two ago talking about it. And I thought, well, this is just funny. So maybe I'm going to play matchmaker and see who I can hook you up with in Pensacola, because, you know, the state office is up there. So
yeah, that'd be great.
And they were just ecstatic to have a voice and be able to get it out. So
mm-hmm.
So I'll play matchmaker for a minute.
Well, one of the things in that vein is in South Tampa, their Chamber of Commerce is very active. The Greater Tampa
yeah.
Chamber of Commerce is very active. They have Military Affairs Committee. One of the things that I've been approached both by the South Shore Tampa, which serves Apollo Beach and Ruskin, as well as Sun City Center, which I found extremely surprising because of all of the military retired that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them have military affairs committees, so they've actually approached me to help get those committees started and off the ground. So, and that to me is exciting, is to get an organization, you know, especially in the nonprofit world, I'm kind of an expert on. You start doing it as a nonprofit, and the next thing you know, they want to pay you for it. And I was like, Well, I was just doing this because it needed to be done. But you want to
and
pay
you
me,
have
that
it, though.
Helps too.
This is how business is born. You know? So, well, I know you have other things to do today and facilitate, but thanks for having us.
Well, thanks so much for coming down here, because I know it was a long trip to get down here from Pensacola.
Yeah, it's
and
not
I'm
a
glad
fun drive, Jenny.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought all this equipment, and we've got people lined up to come talk to you. I understand you guys are thinking about having a Tampa presence, too.
We have been noshing the idea a little bit.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how seaworthy Stone's legs get.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I just love the format. It's really fun to be on the radio with you. So thanks for coming on down.
You are most welcome. So, okay, you guys. So this has been Keith Overt and Jenny and Nadia, and we're all here at the I-4 GovCon Summit. And I'm going to sign off and let you get to your next spot. I think we have, 15 or 20 more people that will make their way here today. So thank you for hanging out. Have a good afternoon. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live from I-4 GovCon Summit. Mm-hmm.